Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me on the Word Podcast. We're continuing through the book of Daniel in the ninth chapter, and we just finished the prayer that Daniel lifted up from verses 9 to verses 19, I believe, in Daniel chapter 9. And so we're going to press on. And folks, these are amazing, amazing verses. We're going to look hopefully at four verses today. And then the four verses that come after that are just simply profound. Okay, and we'll see why as we go there. So here's Daniel, chapter 9, verse 20. And Daniel says this, "Now while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God in behalf of the holy mountain of my God, while I was still speaking in prayer," so I want to stop there, stop in the middle of verse 21, notice what he was doing. He describes in a detail. He was speaking. Daniel just wasn't sitting over in a corner mumbling to himself. He wasn't just sitting there thinking and meditating a prayer. Oh, that's fine. That's valid. But he was speaking. He said, "I was speaking and praying." And he's confessing his sin. And he's confessing the sin of the people Israel, my people Israel. He's presenting his supplication, his intercession on behalf of the people before the Lord God in behalf of the holy mountain of my God. In other words, he's interceding on behalf of the city of Jerusalem, the holy mountain of God. So while he says, "I was speaking in prayer," verse 21 now, "then the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision previously, came to me in my extreme weariness about the time of the evening offering." Whoa. So we see that Daniel was likely praying the bulk of a day right here to the degree that he was extremely weary. Okay, he was worn out. He was tired of the day that he had spent in praying and confessing the sin and presenting supplication, calling upon the name of the Lord on behalf of the holy mountain. He was tired. Verse 22 continues. "He," that's Gabriel, "gave me instruction and talked with me and said, 'O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you insight with understanding.'" I remember in the previous vision that he'd had when Gabriel had come, a voice from heaven had spoken and said, "Gabriel, give this man understanding." So Gabriel gave Daniel understanding that, okay, the ram was the Medo-Persian Empire, the goat was the Greek Empire that was yet to come. But at the end of that time, Daniel was very, very worn out. He was sick, as a matter of fact, described himself as being sick for days, and then went back into the king's service. He went back to work, and he said, "But there was none who could explain this to me." He said, "I just remained silent because none could explain it." And so I was sort of struck by the distinction this time that he had understanding about some things, but he still couldn't explain everything. He didn't know it all. Now, Gabriel's coming and said, "I'm going to give you insight with understanding." So the Lord will quite often give us understanding about things, though we may not be able to explain every detail. We definitely may not be able to explain the great question that man's always wanting to know, why, you know, why something's happening, or even how something's happening. But we have understanding of it. So Gabriel comes, says, "Daniel, I have been," and notice how he says, "Oh, Daniel." There is an awareness of who Daniel is, an awareness of who Gabriel is. There's a relationship here. Gabriel was really moved for and on behalf of Daniel. "I have now come forth to give you insight with understanding." Verse 23, "At the beginning of your supplications, the command was issued, and I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed. So give heed to the message and gain understanding of the vision." Whoa. He's saying this. Gabriel says, you know, at the beginning of your supplication, when you first started calling upon the Lord, the command was issued. There was a command issued by somebody, and the command was given to Gabriel, And Gabriel has come now to tell him. Why? Because Daniel was highly esteemed. This isn't just the opinion of Gabriel. This isn't just some throwaway line, okay, that Gabriel threw out there to make Daniel feel better. No, 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 no. This was a truth from the Most High God that Daniel was highly esteemed. You know, and I haven't found this to be wrong yet. I've heard and sort of I check and I keep up and I haven't seen anything yet. Daniel is the only person of human, okay, totally human, factoring out Jesus, okay, is the only person we see in the Bible that the Lord doesn't speak or reveal something negative about. Think on that. Everyone else, the Lord reveals us for who we are, okay? But he was highly esteemed. So look what he says, finishing at verse 23. So give heed to the message and gain understanding of the vision. So he's exhorting Daniel. He's encouraging Daniel to give heed to the message that he's about to receive, okay? And to gain understanding from a vision. And this is sort of interesting. Daniel had a vision, a dream vision type of thing, chapter 7. Another one, chapter 8. Remember the first year of Belshazzar? Was it the third year of Belshazzar, I believe? And we're going to see that he has a major one that goes through chapter 10, 11, 12. It's all like one vision. He's telling him, give heed to this. Gain understanding of it. And then he's going to give him some details right here. Verses 24, 25, 26, 27 of Daniel 9. We'll look at it in the next episode. But these four verses are literally a synopsis of the balance of history from the time that Gabriel gave Daniel this insight and gave him this message. It's literally a four-verse synopsis of the balance of time. It is extremely, extremely, extremely important. Okay. Really, you can't understand anything else related to end time things if we don't use this as a foundation and have some understanding about this. So we'll look at that next time. For now, I want to leave us with this, with the understanding that Daniel was highly esteemed. Highly esteemed. And that he was to give heed to this message and he was to gain understanding of the vision. You know what, folks? I think we can do likewise. As a matter of fact, I know we can. We can gain understanding if we give heed to the message. We'll look at it next time. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you then.